This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where does Jamie Yuccas stand on practical jokes?
Oh, I love practical jokes.
I do too. And Susie just played one on me, which I thought was going on, but I thought it was Harrigan. And it turned out...
How dare you?
I didn't mean that in a mean way. I meant that in a complimentary way. So, we finish up at about 1:58.
Sure.
And I have some chili. Actually, Kathleen, who you met, we were talking on the phone today about a couple things, and I love her chili. She goes, I made chili. I go, really? I go, I'm like 5 minutes away. She goes, grab some chili. So I grab the chili, and we're doing the show, and I think, hey, top of the hour, I got time to warm up the chili. It's just great. It's just great. By the way, I contend that peak chili is better than any peak soup. Are you with me?
Yeah, except I do appreciate as well a stew that's had like a couple days.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a good separate category that we have not considered. So I'm warming up the chili, and I'm ready to come in for listen to, you know, I've heard CBS a couple times. I want to hear Susie in the local news, and I'm like, okay, where's my phone? And I'm fully capable of playing practical jokes on people, so I'm just assuming it's this guy. The guy right in front of me, Dave Harrigan, has hid my phone. And I'm like, okay, you got me. I was scared. Dave, where's my phone? And he calls and I go, I got it. You're playing a practical joke on me. I give. You win. You beat me. No, was not me. I go back. I go in. Our kitchen area. How would you describe, Dave Harrigan, the kitchen area here at CCO?
Small and unimpressive?
Yeah.
I was going to say the lap of luxury.
No. Cambria's down below. That'd be great if they would just let us go down there and use one of their kitchens. They're better.
Isn't it funny? It's always funny to me that is down there, and then you do have the kitchen. You do have to, like, couldn't they come redo your kitchen?
Yeah. Marty Davis, closed circuit Marty Davis. I know you listen occasionally. Please come over here and redo the kitchen. Actually, when we get out of here, because I want us to get out of this building so bad. I want to stay downtown, but I want us out of this building. Then, Marty, redo it. So I go back. I even look in the microwave thinking, am I this big of a dope? Am I such a dope that I grab the chili and I just, it's not thinking at all, because we've all done it, right? You know, nope, not in there. I look in the fridge, and I'm like, okay. Then I come back here, and it's kind of tucked behind my chair. And I'm like, okay. And then Susie admits she had it the whole time.
I love
put
Susie.
It back. And I think
Susie's
that's tremendous. Now,
bravo.
Now she's never going to be heard on the station again because I'm going to have her fired. So it's I mean, it's been a good run, Dave. I mean, a good way to go out, don't you think? No. I love practical jokes. I think if people don't like practical jokes, you got to lighten up, right?
And well, people take themselves too seriously.
Yes. And the practical jokes cannot just be when you play them and they're great, but if they're played on you, oh, that was uncalled for. That was too far. No.
Well, that's like everything in life, isn't it? It's like I hate the people who are like super sarcastic. And then you like go to rhythm back. You're like, oh yeah, like when you do blah blah blah. And
right.
Then they're like, why would you say that? Why would you do that? And you're like, wait, I thought this was like what we were doing.
That would be like if I would get mad about sarcasm. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Get
yes.
out of here. Now, it can be misinterpreted. In fact, I want to lead into a texting topic with this. Sometimes, including here. Where people can text at 651-461-9226, especially if you don't know somebody, and I appreciate everybody's listening. And some of these texts come in so often, I feel like there's some familiarity. But some will send just something, and there's no little smiley part of it, or there's no dot, dot, dot. And then I react, and somebody say, well, I was being sarcastic. Well,
right.
You know, if you don't know that, if you're not hearing the person, then that can be lost a little bit, right?
Correct. Well, I think lots of stuff. Look, you're not supposed to have, like, emails and texts don't have a tone, right? But
No. How
often do people, like, I even sometimes, like, I have this one person at work that I'll send things too, you know, like, hey, did you guys see this story? Or, like, well, let's check this out. Or, oh my gosh, this video is amazing. And he always just responds, yep, yep. And I'm like, okay, like, I know that it doesn't have a tone, but, like, that's all I'm getting is yep.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you get a like, K.
Yeah.
Just the letter K.
Well.
Okay.
Well, I know, like, that from you at times, too, because there are times I'm, like, maybe I'm doing stuff there, or maybe I'm just trying to get the reaction out of you, too, where I'll say, got it, thanks, thumbs up, and you have multiple times sent me the reaction, lengthy response, you know.
sounds good, Chad.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
wait.
Wow.
Can't wait to see you.
Really busy. Yeah. Okay, so there.
I also do say, I just want to bring up, because being a native Minnesotan,
yeah,
I have trouble out here in Los Angeles sometimes where people don't understand my sense of humor.
Oh.
Like they... So it's like I always have to be like, I'm joking. Like I have to, like, guys, that was a joke. And people, and they're like, well, what was the joke? Or like, why was that funny?
Yeah. Well, you're never in a good spot then if you have to repeat something.
Correct.
Unless it's like just an automatic great line or joke. If you're repeating something that's just a throwaway and just as funny at the moment and you have to repeat it again. Get out. I've had two or three friends of mine in my life who just drive me nuts because they're so dry. They're like, what does that mean? And you're like, what is that? And I'm like, you know, for a while in the friendship, this goes back to a college friend of mine, I would explain it. And at some point in the friendship, I went, nope.
Well,
not going there. Not going there.
I do also believe that working in our business and news, I think, like, we call it news humor because, like, sometimes it's kind of dark and twisted, but, like, also funny. It's almost like The Onion, when you go to read The Onion. It's like, ha ha! Like, I find it hilarious, but I'll send it to, like, friends who don't work in news, and they're like...
There's probably truth to that. Okay, so let's pause on this, because I want to... It's perfect that we're talking about this, because there was a story the other day about you should think twice before using shorthand on your text, like thanks and K in your text.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here. That's my feeling on that. So put Jamie on hold. When you are texting with someone, do you feel like you have to write this as if it's a cover letter for a job that you desperately want? Or this is the emotional letter that you're writing your daughter when she's graduating from high school? Because grammar matters, punctuation matters. But to me, Dave, there's a place for it. And texting, especially with someone you know, come on. Now, if you're trying to set up a job or you're just meeting someone, I get it a little bit. But you're texting. To quote a great philosopher, lighten up, Francis. Okay, maybe you see it differently. Maybe you agree. Let us know. Jamie's going to stick around for one more segment. Former Governor Tim Pawlenty at the top of the hour. But let me know through a text, 651-461-9226. Jamie, she's a yoga person. She knows how essential it is to have flexibility, whether it's she's getting up at 4 in the morning for her jobs or her and Doug are going somewhere. Stretch Lab has not moved out to California yet. Maybe that's their next state to go. StretchLab.com. Here in the metro area, we have 11 locations. What happens when you go to Stretch Lab? You're going to meet a trained therapist who has background in this area and has had weeks and weeks and weeks of training with their core principles, but then will work with your body. What might work with me in my late 50s might not work with you if you're in your 80s or you're a teenager. By the way, you might be looking like I am to hit that driver a little bit further. You might be looking when you go for a bike ride where, you know, your calves aren't as tight. You might be just looking how to get out of bed and feel better. Flexibility is one of the keys to enjoying life, and that's what happens with StretchLab.com. And remember, half off your first visit. During this break, before we come back with Jamie, go to StretchLab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're talking about shortened up words in text since we have... It worked out well because Susie played a practical joke on me and hit my phone. It was great. I fell for it. And then we started talking about texting. And I'm just trying to say, Jamie, there are times in a text when you're introduced to somebody and it's an important part of your job. or there's some important part of your personal life, and this is someone you don't know, where, yes, it's not K, thanks, shorten up. But if it's me and you talking, two people have known each other for, what, 15 years and are good friends? Come on. We don't need to have Shakespeare taking place.
We talked about this on our show, actually, today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, perfect.
I said, my co-anchor and I both agreed that it's all about the nature of the relationship, right? Like, if my mom texts me, hey, I'm not going to be like, oh, my gosh, mom. Like, it's like, okay, she's busy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and, like, you have done that to me.
Yes.
I like to tease you about it, but, you know, different relationship than my mom.
That's it. Among the texts, use proper grammar in every situation. I see it used on Facebook and call people that spell like illiterate fools to prove their point. If you can spell in a text, it will bleed into your everyday life. I couldn't disagree more. Now, I'm not asking you to mangle English language.
I don't want that person in my life. Like, if you're not going to give people grace in a text message or on social media, like, oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I disagree with this text 1,000%. Again, I'm not asking you to send me text, and the grammar is so extraordinarily awful. But if you're just shortening up in a text, like if you and Doug, okay, this person, I don't know if you're married or not, in a relationship or not, or kids, if you can't just send a text, hey, UK or something like that or whatever it might be, and you think that's going to start affecting you in the rest of your life? Maybe you, but not me for 1 second.
Look, my husband's Australian, so like instead of mom, he writes out mum, right? Like there's certain colors he spells it. There's certain things he spells differently that I will say he's had people in his life be like, that's not how we say it here in America. And he's like, okay, well, I grew up in Australia. Like, my bad. Like, sorry. But really?
Yeah. Well, there's others. More text. I rarely use abbreviations in the text. I think of it as being lazy or not very classy.
Oh, wow. These people must have so much. They just have a lot of time.
I don't. Dave, do you want to chime in? Do you want to take the side of these folks who think it has to be flawless, perfect grammar in a text, or else it's going to be viewed as not classy, lazy, or it's going to trickle down to the rest of your life?
Because that's right.
I don't agree for 1 second.
It's a slippery slope, Jan. It's a slippery slope. You know me in texting. I always use the King's English.
Exactly. I mean, this is the Curb Your Enthusiasm, where there's somebody in the Curb who, instead of laughing out loud, would say, LOL.
LOL, Larry.
LOL, Larry. And finally somebody had to say, Larry, please tell her that's not funny. There's no one outside of a Great Curb episode who's now going to start talking in real life K, LOL, smiley face. That just doesn't happen. Come on.
What about voice memos? I've become a huge fan of the voice memo.
No.
So that we can just skip this stuff.
No. No. Kathleen does this all the time. And when we live together, it'll be like, Hunter, hi, comma, it's mom. Call me, period, smiley face. I'm like, just type that. And then also, if you're in a...
No, the voice memo where it's like, you're basically like leaving a voicemail, but it's a text message.
Oh.
It's your voice.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think of that, Dave?
I'm on board with that.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
do
fine.
It. I should do it more because, yes, you're right. It is easy, and especially if you have... See, what drives me nuts is a text conversation. Something that's going to take a couple minutes and you have to go back and forth. Hate it. Absolutely hate it. Just call me. Just call me. We'll fix this in 30 seconds. Because you can't do it as quickly in text. Right. So, yes, if you
but
can do the voice
like
message,
calls
easier.
Anymore either.
No.
Well, so I think it's like you cut through both.
Carter's
right?
One of them. Carter, the two of us needle each other pretty much every day or send things back.
Can we call him right now? Let's call him right now.
Let's see. Call him right now. Call him right now. Because there have been so many times, can't you? Oh, you got to look up his number.
Yeah, got to find his
number. There have been so many times where we're texting, okay? And then I'll just call him and I'll say, hey, I just called you. Are you doing something? Nah, I just want to text. I'm like, okay, Let's just
Oh my gosh.
You know, again, it's hard to be perfect like we are. It's
Well, I'm definitely not perfect, but I think that's my point, is these people who want everything to be perfect, it's just like not life, you know?
Texter, ask your high school English teacher, mine would slap you. No, mine would not. What? And say, if you're turning a paper in, they'd slap you, but
yes.
not, hey, swing it by, okay? You know, here's Adam. We're calling Adam right now.
I bet he won't answer. Should we leave him a voicemail?
Yeah, why don't you leave him a voicemail? Like you're
okay.
Why don't you call anymore, Carter? I thought you were better than
okay.
that.
Hi, this is Adam
okay.
Carter.
Right.
I'm sorry I couldn't take your call. Leave a message after the beep.
Yep.
I'll get in touch with you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Not really.
It's very professional.
Hi, Carter. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. I'd love a phone call soon. It's Jamie Yukas calling from the show.
Yeah.
You might remember me. You can voice memo me back if you'd like.
Yeah. Why don't you ever answer your phone, Carter? What are you doing right now? I mean, you'll text me back, LOL, Larry. Come on, answer the phone. Hang up on him now. Here's a text who gets it. How the letters are you, Chad? Great. GRH show. I always LOL when Jamie's on. The letters see you later. That's it. Thank you. You can have fun with it. Now, if that's how you send a letter when you're trying to get a promotion with your boss, not a good idea. Not
right.
a good idea.
Correct.
We can adapt to situations. Excellent. Loved it as always. Say hi to Doug, and we'll talk next week.
Let me know if you hear from Carter. I don't think he has my number.
Yeah. He's done with you.
Bye.
He's moved on. Tim Pawlenty next on CCO.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.